The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my pleas for mercy.
In your faithfulness, answer me, in your righteousness.
Enter not in judgment with your servant.
For no one living is righteous before you.
I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done.
I ponder the work of your hands.
Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails.
Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust.
Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
God wants us to be certain about our standing before him. In today's passage from Ephesians, we are reminded of God's good intentions for us personally. He chose us in him before the foundations of the world. This passage, however, does not give us the right to judge others and their standing before God. During our time of silence today, we reflect on the ways we have fallen short by being too quick to judge others. We confess, Lord, we confess that we have missed the mark, wanting us to claim our position before you. We have instead focused on where other people should be in their standing with you. Too often we have kept track of the shortcomings of others and their faults. Too often we have forgotten to keep track of the goodness you daily provide right before us. Give us a new heart today, one that trusts you to be the judge of all living things. God, our heavenly Creator, hears the prayers of all people and answers those prayers. Our prayer for forgiveness is answered in the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son, who died for our sin that we might have new life. The distance between God and ourselves has been brought together by love made perfect in the sacrifice of Jesus. To those who believe God's word of truth comes the power to be the people of God. Praise God for the gift of love to us.
Amen.